we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to StreamGlobe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Make No Provision for the Flesh, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14. Romans chapter 13, verse 13 to 14 reads, Let us live decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in discord and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to arouse its desires. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Gabriel recovered spiritually, he was now more careful with the places he visited and the people he spent time with. He realized that putting on the Lord Jesus was a repellent to the wrong people. Everyone who came close to him now heard about Jesus. They heard the praise of Jesus and thanksgiving to God in his name, and knew that Gabriel was under the authority of the Lord Jesus. Gabriel now had a simple rule. He avoided any place where he knew the Lord would not go if he were physically present. He also avoided watching movies and engaging in conversations that he knew that the Lord would not partake in. It is impossible to put on a potent perfume and it would not be noticed by those who come close to you. It is impossible to put on the Lord Jesus and his authority over you will not be noticed by those who come close to you. The power of God answers to those whose nature has been transformed through their interaction with Jesus. Believers who still live like unbelievers would not know the power and glory of sonship. See 2 Corinthians 6:17 to 18. But will easily fall prey to seducing spirits. Go into today, remembering to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Every time we make provision for the flesh, we put off the Lord Jesus to do so. Prayer Father, help me live a life permeated by the presence of the Lord Jesus. Deliver me from the power of the flesh, in Jesus' name, amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 33 to 34.
But now, Job, listen to my words. Pay attention to everything I say. I am about to open my mouth. My words are on the tip of my tongue. My words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Answer me then, if you can. Stand up and argue your case before me. I am the same as you in God's sight. I too am a piece of clay. No fear of me should alarm you, nor should my hand be heavy on you. But you have said in my hearing, I heard the very words. I am pure, I have done no wrong, I am clean and free from sin, yet God has found fault with me. He considers me his enemy, he fastens my feet in shackles, he keeps close watch on all my paths. But I tell you, in this, you are not right, for God is greater than any mortal. Why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. Or they may be chastened on a bed of pain with constant distress in their bones, so that their bodies find food repulsive and their souls loathe the choicest meal. Their flesh wastes away to nothing, and their bones, once hidden, now stick out. They draw near to the pit, and their lives to the messengers of death. Yet if there is an angel at their side, a messenger, one out of 1,000 sent, to tell them how to be upright, and he is gracious to them and says to God, Spare them from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom for them. Let their flesh be renewed like a child's. Let them be restored as in the days of their youth. Then they can pray to God and find favor with Him. They will see God's face and shout for joy. He will restore them to full well-being. And they will go to others and say, "We have sinned. We have perverted what is right, but we did not get what we deserved. God has delivered us from going down to the pit, and we shall live to enjoy the light of life." God does all these things to people. Twice, even three times, to turn them back from the pit, that the light of life may shine on them. Pay attention, Job. And listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak if you have anything to say. Answer me. Speak up, for I want to vindicate you. But if not, then listen to me. Be silent, and I will teach you wisdom.
Then Elihu said,
"Hear my words, you wise men. Listen to me, you men of learning. For the ear tests words as the tongue tastes food. Let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good." Job says, "I am innocent, but God denies me justice. Although I am right, I am considered a liar. Although I am guiltless, His arrow inflicts an incurable wound. Is there anyone like Job who drinks scorn like water? He keeps company with evildoers. He associates with the wicked. For he says, there is no profit in trying to please God. So listen to me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God to do evil, from the Almighty to do wrong. He repays everyone for what they have done. He brings on them what their conduct deserves. It is unthinkable that God would do wrong, that the Almighty would pervert justice. Who appointed Him over the earth? Who put Him in charge of the whole world? If it were His intention, and He withdrew His spirit and breath, all people would perish together and would return to the dust. If you have understanding, hear this. Listen to what I say. Can one who hates justice govern? Will you condemn the just and mighty one? Is he not the one who says to kings, 'You are worthless,' and to nobles, 'You are wicked,' who shows no partiality to princes and does not favor the rich over the poor, for they are all the work of his hands? They die in an instant, in the middle of the night. The people are shaken and they pass away. The mighty are removed without human hand. His eyes are on the ways of mortals. He sees their every step. There is no deep shadow, no utter darkness where evildoers can hide. God has no need to examine people further, that they should come before Him for judgment. Without inquiry, He shatters the mighty and sets up others in their place, because He takes note of their deeds. He overthrows them in the night and they are crushed. He punishes them for their wickedness where everyone can see them, because they turned from following Him and had no regard for any of His ways. They caused the cry of the poor to come before Him, so that He heard the cry of the needy. But if He remains silent, who can condemn Him? If He hides His face, who can see Him? Yet He is over individual and nation alike, to keep the godless from ruling, from laying snares for the people. Suppose someone says to God, I am guilty, but will offend no more. Teach me what I cannot see. If I have done wrong, I will not do so again. Should God then reward you on your terms when you refuse to repent? You must decide, not I. So tell me what you know. Men of understanding declare, wise men who hear me say to me, Job speaks without knowledge. His words lack insight. Oh, that Job might be tested to the utmost for answering like a wicked man. To his sin he adds rebellion. Scornfully he claps his hands among us and multiplies his words against God.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and Let's Touch Lives Together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.